News Radio. The Wake Up Crew with Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett continues now here on News Radio WGNS.
All these weird gadgets, you think they'd give you a radio?
What would you like to hear?
The Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
10 minutes after 7 o'clock, welcome in to this Tuesday edition of The Wake Up Crew.
Did you hear I got top billing? Did you hear it? I got top billing on the 7 o'clock hour.
You get top billing.
Well, I guess they figured it'll help ratings for the 7 o'clock hour. If, you that's know, probably first, it. You know, if people think I'm doing it.
The Wake Up Crew with Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
They may think David Hasselhoff is on the show.
I think so. David Hasselhoff is, he's going to be on Broadway, I think.
Is he?
Yeah, he's doing a new thing. I got a little information I want to pass along to you since Christmas is coming up. Or do you want me to wait till Christmas?
Apparently you have top billing, so you can do whatever you need to do.
John Legend and Kelly Clarkson are making a new version of Baby, It's Cold Outside. Changing the words. Mm-hmm. Changing the words where it will not upset anybody. You know, they took it off the air for a while because of the Me Too movement. I guess suggestive lyrics, you know. Mm-hmm. I don't know that when they wrote that song in 1942 that they were really, you know, that suggestive. But anyway, Me Too movement really got upset with it. And they're changing the lyrics to the song.
Interesting.
So you can look forward to that this Christmas.
My classic. Just re-recorded. Interesting. Well,
I mean, if it'll make people happy and it'll get the song back on the air, I'm for it.
So you're for this, but not for the new ABC song.
Well, I'm just for having the song back on the air.
Right. Yeah. No, I can see that.
Broadcasting from the Billup Center studio, medicine that matters to men, online at thebillupcenter.com. Let's check your weather.
Good morning, guys. We'll see mostly sunny skies for today and highs approaching 61 degrees. Winds north, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear. Lows falling to the middle 30s. Winds will be fairly light. Wednesday, lots more sunshine. Highs warm into the middle to upper 60s. Winds south around 5 miles per hour. And then Wednesday night, partly cloudy, slight chance for a few showers developing after midnight. Lows fall back to 46. I'm Phil Chensko. Right now it's 43.
Technology for your home's heating and air system, the Daikin Fit from Precision Air. It's quiet, takes up less space, and uses less power. Chances are, even if you had a unit installed in the last few years, you can still save money by switching to the Daikin Fit. Precision Air. Online at precisionairtn.com.
Good morning. It's busy out here as expected. 24 trying to get up through the Hickory Hollow area as you continue towards Nashville on 24 westbound. It's starting to pick up 840, 96, headed over to Franklin, Williamson County. Hey, get the lowest prices on most of your airline tickets. Smart Fare, save you 70% off. Call 1-800-915-2544. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
I'm Steve Smith at First National Bank in Murfreesboro. Our people are different from others. We give the personal service. We're here to answer the telephone. We're just personal hometown banking at First National Bank in Murfreesboro. Member FDIC.
Toots. Good food and fun.
This is Wade Hayes. And the 7 o'clock hour of the Wake Up Crew is brought to you by Toots, Good Food and Fun. Here's Brian with a look at today's $4.99 lunch special.
All right, it is Tuesday, of course, and that means all day long, not just for lunch, but all day long, you can get that half-pound bacon cheeseburger and fries at Toots today for just $4.99. So what a no better way to keep warm and head inside, nice atmosphere over at Toots, and enjoy that half-pound burger with fries for just $4.99. That's lunch and dinner today when you dine in at Toots.
Toots. Good food and fun.
In Murfreesboro, on Northwest Broad, South Church Street, and our newest location on Franklin Road, Highway 96 at Rucker Lane. Plus, we have a Toots on Samerly Parkway in Smyrna.
Toots. Good food and fun.
The Wake Up Crew with Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Welcome back in. It's about 14 minutes now after the 7 o'clock hour, Tuesday morning, November 5th. And gosh, the days are getting fewer here to our anniversary. Just 8 days. 8 days until the Wake Up Crew anniversary, which is around the corner. And
how many shows is that? Anybody know?
Eight.
No, I mean,
how many shows
have we done?
Oh, I don't know. Five a week for 52 weeks.
Wow.
Oh, gosh.
That's 260.
You are kidding me.
260 shows.
I'm quitting. Are you got to be kidding
me. Well, minus 2 for Christmas Day. And the one day we got off.
Yeah.
So we got 2 days off this year.
Yeah. And Labor Day, sort of.
Yeah, it's sort of. 258.
We're kind of working toward Thanksgiving Day. We're going to do a best of show on Thanksgiving Day.
Right.
We are?
Yeah, we're going to get 3 days off.
I just thought we were going to give thanks. The people out there were going to give thanks we weren't on. Okay.
Well, it takes us a while to work up enough best of segments.
Yeah, okay.
We've talked a little bit about the time change, how we hate it. Don't like it.
Yeah.
At all.
Yeah. I hate it.
There is also something that happens during this time of the year with the sun going down earlier. You lose that extra hour later.
Yeah, boy.
It's called seasonal affective disorder. So CBS
News. I have
News,
that.
Do you?
I have that, yes.
It looks like it. CBS News discusses that, how the sun rising and setting an hour earlier can disrupt that natural rhythm that we enjoy.
When we fall back, the sun rises and sets an hour earlier. That can disrupt our natural rhythm and cause the winter blues, or the more severe seasonal affective disorder. Psychiatrist Dr. Sue Varma is here with how to avoid the possible impact. How does a one-hour swing, have such a significant effect on our moods?
So our body clock, our circadian rhythm, relies upon two important things, routine and light. And even a 15-minute change in our bedtime or wake time causes a major disruption. And what we're finding is it's not just this one day, right? We think that magically we wake up and we have an extra hour, but the shorter daylight hours leading up to it is particularly difficult for people who are prone to seasonal blues or affective disorder.
And this is something that affects women more than men, potentially seasonal affective disorder?
Yes. And if you can believe it, 4 times as many women are affected than men.
Wow.
And it's not entirely, it's not entirely clear, but we think that women are more sensitive because of hormonal fluctuations, to depression in general, but particularly to the lower daylight hour. What we're finding is serotonin is lower. Serotonin is really important to maintain our mood, to decrease our irritability. Serotonin is noted with carbohydrate changes. People get more carb craving. They want to sleep more. They want to eat more. And the opposite is happening in the springtime.
How do you know that it might not be depression and just plain old wintertime blues? What's the difference between the two?
Yeah. So 5% of the population, depending on what part of the country or what part of the world you live in, will be affected by seasonal affective disorder. And this causes impairment in our functioning. So the person is actually missing appointments. They're not able to get to things. They are avoiding people. They're procrastinating. And this has an impact on their job and their relationships. They're drinking more. They're fighting more with their family members. But the blues, which 15 to 20% of people might have, and it often flies under the radar, unfortunately, is more of the hibernation, where you're like, hey, I don't feel like it, but you're able to get the stuff done.
What do you do to keep the blues or even depression at bay?
Yes. So the first thing is start early, I say. People often who have seasonal blues get it year after year starting in fall. So light boxes are a very common thing, but do that under the care of a professional. Exposure to daylight in the early morning hours between 7 and 10 a.m. If you can get 20 minutes outside, that's really important, because what it does is it shuts the melatonin off. We think of sleep and sleep hygiene as something you only do at bedtime. No, you have to start in the morning. Physical activity is really important. Social support, limiting caffeine after 4 p.m. and exercising every day is really important.
All right, so settle a debate online from a medical perspective. Yes. Daylight saving, should it be done away with?
You know, daylight savings is great in the sense that it gives us more sunlight, and that is really important to keep away sedentary lifestyles. We need the longer daylight hours, because even childhood obesity is linked to when we have shorter daylight.
Back with more in a moment at 7:19. This is a paid legal ad.
I'm Attorney John Day. One of our clients was operating a farm tractor when he was rear-ended by a tractor trailer. In an instant, his life was changed forever. We helped him receive a settlement that has given him financial security for the rest of his life. Now, each case is different, and we can't promise this type of result for every case. But we can promise that when you hire the law offices of John Day, we'll work hard to help you. If you've been injured, call me at 615-867-9900.
Murfreesboro Medical Clinic is proud to be the official medical group of MTSU Athletics. We all win big when we work as a team for better health. Just like MTSU's athletes and coaches, our healthcare professionals work tirelessly to make our community proud. At MMC, we really are true blue. MTSU is our hometown team, and your health is our mission. Visit mmclinic.com or call us at 615-893-4480.
It's fall, and French's Shoes and Boots, your hometown store for boots, shoes, and more, has fall merchandise arriving daily. We have new muck styles for the whole family, and vests, jackets, flannels, and more with brand names like Carhartt, Timberland, and Columbia. Plus, who can forget our bargain racks full of unbelievable deals up to 90% off?
It makes good sense to shop at French's. French's Shoes and Boots.
1837 South Church Street in Murfreesboro.
And remember, the last Saturday of every month, all donated items are 30% off the sticker price.
30%?
That's right, 30% off the sticker price, all donated items on the last Saturday of every month.
That's only at the Habitat Restore here in Murfreesboro.
850 Mercury Boulevard.
But don't wait. What you really want may be gone.
Shopping at the Restore, yeah.
The Murfreesboro Habitat Restore is located at 850 Mercury Boulevard.
Come on over and save.
Hearing and understanding is vital. People you know depend on Dr. Sean Lancaster.
I go to Dr. Sean Lancaster.
So should you.
So we try to match the best product we can for someone's budget.
Dr. Sean Lancaster.
If anyone is having any difficulty at all, have your hearing tested.
Hear better. See Dr. Sean Lancaster.
Chance to try them to see if it's going to work for them.
Dr. Sean Lancaster.
They're very pleased with our service.
608 East Clark Boulevard.
Hey, Josie. Love your new kitchen. We're having ours remodeled, but it's taking forever.
We called Cabinet Empire, and they installed cabinets, custom granite, and tile in less than 2 weeks.
Beautiful. Where are they?
Right there across from Jackson Heights Plaza, 805 Northwest Broad Street. Definitely give them a call for your next remodel project. They are fast, friendly, and it's top quality at an affordable price. I'll always call Cabinet Empire for all of my remodel needs. Just mention that Penny and Josie sent you, and they'll even throw in a free sink with your remodel purchase.
Your good health, that's what we're talking about today. Kim Dunaway is with us from Sunshine Nutrition Center. Kim, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Great to have you with us today. We are fully into regular time.
Yes, yes. This time of year, some people experience seasonal depression. And sometimes people think that it's kind of blues associated with the holidays, but oftentimes it is a lack of vitamin D. So once the days are shorter, we're spending less time outside, we're actually technically further away from the sun as well too, it's harder for our bodies to get adequate amounts of vitamin D, which we know over the past several years in the media and even here we've talked about how they found that vitamin D deficiency is quite prevalent anyway. And then you enter in winter, that tends to compound that quite a bit. So for people that have that issue of being down in the dumps and depressive type of symptoms this specific time of the year, then they really need to add a vitamin D supplement to their lives. There are certainly other things that you can do to enhance mood, but of course, I'm always into the root of the problem. So if this is an issue that you have throughout the year, then a vitamin D deficiency may not be your problem. Now, that being said, sometimes people do notice a mood increase from taking vitamin D. They call it sunshine, the sunshine vitamin. So literally because we get it from sunshine, but also because it can give us a little bit more sunshine as well. And it has so many important processes in the body outside of just helping our mood throughout the wintertime. But it also helps, of course, we know with bone health, but there are also studies out there that have shown a connection with multiple sclerosis, with diabetes, and with blood pressure, all being related to vitamin D deficiencies as well. And so it also is very important for immune system health also. So vitamin D is a fat soluble vitamin. And the reason that it is so that we can store up larger periods of time for the winter when we're not able to get that exposure. But if we already have a deficiency, we don't have that storage that we need, and so we need to supplement with it.
Now, if we already have those winter blahs due to the lack of sunshine this time of the year, how long does it take for the vitamin D to actually kick in?
It doesn't take long, and you may take a higher dose if your levels are pretty low. So vitamin D supplementation, you'll find anywhere from 400 IUs all the way up to 10,000 IUs. So there's quite a bit of range there. Oftentimes, 1,000 or 2,000 IUs a day is what they recommend just kind of as a daily dose. And so in the wintertime, you might up that even more to 2,000, 4,000, maybe even 5,000 IUs a day. And usually over that, you have been diagnosed with a vitamin D deficiency from your doctor, and they may recommend that you take 10,000 units a day or 50,000 units a day or a month. The funny thing about vitamin D is because it is fat soluble, we can take it once a week and it provide us benefit that way. But there's some people that they still don't absorb it very well. And it's in it itself, it is a fatty vitamin. So it usually comes in an oil base. So people that have gallbladder issues or issues digesting fat sometimes have issues digesting vitamin D, just like they would if they had olive oil or avocados. And so a dry form of D might be better for them. Taking it with a meal might be better. And then taking it daily versus doing it just once a week might be better. But it works that day. It'll start to work on that deficiency. Obviously, the best benefits are probably kind of with a lot of things are probably going to come with 30 days or so of use. But that's why we're talking about it here in the beginning of November instead of in January when it's already been this way for a while.
So. Now, is this something that you should take in pill form, powder form? Does it matter?
It really is dependent upon the person. So we have vitamin D in liquid form, a spray form. We have it in tablets, chewables, soft gels. So there's any number of ways to take it. We've also got it dosed for kids as well, too, because their immune systems are usually start to go down right after Halloween, which is exactly where we are. In fact, I dropped my daughter off today and they've got two kids absent, right? So upping their vitamin D levels is also very good too. So in them, we're not trying to prevent depression, but we're trying to get their immune system. So perhaps a form that the entire family could take, like a chewable or a liquid form, would be ideal.
So this, in addition to reducing depression, builds up your immune system, which is phenomenal this time of the year.
Very, very important. I mean, I don't, you know, they're always predicting this is going to be a bad flu year. This is going to be we never really know until we're kind of into the season what kind of season we're going to have. It's certainly not a year that started very early like we've seen in the past. And we had a really bad flu season a couple years ago. So we'll kind of see how this season goes. But who wants to wait until they get sick? It's always best to try to prevent it. Like they always say, you know, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. And so this is one of the ways that we can boost our immune system is with vitamin D. And we've already discussed all the other benefits that come along with that.
For people who don't know where Sunshine Nutrition Center is located, where are you?
We are located at 621 South Church Street here in Murfreesboro. And we have a location in Smyrna, 901 Rock Springs Road.
Head over there and check out the vitamin D. From Kim Dunaway at Sunshine Nutrition Center.
One day they're playing grown up. The next day, they are one. And as time goes by, the cost of college continues to rise. You know that college is important, but that expense may seem out of reach. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin. Let's work together on strategies to help you tackle growing college expenses. Stop by our office in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard or give us a call at 615-907-7056 for an appointment. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
This is Sue Hall with the Villages of Murfreesboro, and I would like to offer to you to come try out our village experience for 2 weeks and see how it feels. Having three chef-prepared meals every day. Make new friends. Learn a new hobby. Lots of fun activities. Try our village experience for 2 weeks and see what you think. The Villages in Murfreesboro, 2550 Willow Oak Trail. We are very close to the avenue and close to the hospital.
Hi, this is Norman and Beth Brown.
I was at a restaurant one morning and the waitress says, there's three little kittens trapped under an air conditioning unit. I was like, oh my goodness, we're in the business. Let me call my husband.
And I received the call. I immediately dispatched the tech and we rescued the kittens.
Three little kittens, so sweet. Meow.
Yep. Everyone goes beyond the call of duty at Roscoe Brown with heating and air, water purification, insulation, and more.
Roscoe Brown.
RoscoeBrown.com.
Gentlemen, are you feeling tired and grumpy? You know, it could be low T, or it could be sleep apnea. Millions of men not only suffer from low T, but also undiagnosed sleep apnea. Low T Center provides a complete health assessment to check all of your levels, and right now they're offering a $49 home sleep test to find out if you have sleep apnea in the comfort of your own bed. Low T Center makes it quick and easy to take care of your health, and most health insurance is accepted. Call 615-603-3542 or go to lowtcenter.com. Low T Center, reinventing men's health care.
The Wake Up Crew with Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
7:30 here on this Tuesday morning. We appreciate you waking up here with us on News Radio, WGNS from the Billups Studio, Medicine That Matters to Men, online at thebillupscenter.com.
And it's time to call or text in your birthdays at 615-893-1450. We'll give away a sweet treat from Simply Pure Sweets Bakery and Cafe on North Walnut Street.
Also want to remind you about our good neighbor of the day on this Tuesday, and that would be Kariba Theaters. She's today's good neighbor. She's a great friend who came through recently when somebody needed her. So she's going to get flowers from Jenny Harrison and the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts.
Time for a news check here from Ron Jordan in the News Center. Traffic with Commander Chuck and your weatherology forecast, all brought to you locally by our friends at French's.
Hi, folks. I'm Rodney French from French's Shoes and Boots in Murfreesboro.
Shop at French's. Shoes and boots.
1837 South Church Street in Murfreesboro.
Let's kick it off with a check of the weather.
Good morning, guys. We'll see mostly sunny skies for today and highs approaching 61 degrees. Winds north, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear. Lows fall into the middle 30s. Winds will be fairly light. Wednesday, lots more sunshine. Highs warm into the middle to upper 60s. Winds south around 5 miles per hour. And then Wednesday night, partly cloudy, slight chance for a few showers developing after midnight. Lows fall back to 46. I'm Phil Jensko. Right now it's 43.
Good morning. Traffic's busy out here where you would expect. 24 trying to get down the interstate here westbound through the Hickory Hollow area. A lot of traffic, obviously, on 840 over towards Franklin, Williamson County. Just busy out here where you would expect up and down Memorial there at Braun. Get the lowest prices on most of your airline tickets. Smart Fare save you 70% off. Call 1-800-915-2544. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time.
From the WGNSRadio.com News Center, a local news update with Ron Jordan.
The daughter of Rutherford County Mayor Bill Ketron is in jail. Kelsey Ketron was booked into the Rutherford County Jail just before 9 Monday night in connection to an ongoing insurance fraud investigation. Last July, police raided the Universal International Insurance Agency, which is a company owned by the Ketron family and where Kelsey Ketron worked. Tennessee Department of Insurance has accused her of selling insurance without a license, but up till now, no criminal charges have been filed. While the official list of charges has not been released, her bond has been set at $100,000. Rutherford County Schools want to provide a simple way for students to report threats or safety issues, which is why the district has launched the Stop It reporting app. Launched in August, the app provides a way to report everything from bullying to school threats or suicidal statements. In the first 3 months since launching the app, there have been about 85 reports. A man is dead from a Halloween night bullet in the chest. Police say 37-year-old Tyler Durden was shot by his stepfather, 50-year-old Albert Wayne Fisher, Jr. Fisher's been charged with second-degree murder. Investigators say Durden approached the Liberty residence of his mother and stepfather. Fisher came out to the door and shot Durden dead. Fisher in the DeKalb County Jail on a $500,000 bond. He has a court appearance November 7th. An investigation underway after a body found on the side of the road in Wilson County. Authorities say the body of a man was discovered on Highway 231 Sunday night by someone who was walking. Tennessee Highway Patrol is investigating. News on demand 24/7 at our website, WGNSradio.com. And follow us on Twitter at WGNSradio. I'm Ron Jordan, News Radio, WGNS.
News is brought to you by the Billups Center, medicine that matters to men. Online at thebillupscenter.com.
In 1962, our family set out to make homes and businesses colorfully beautiful. Since then, Hoover Paint Store has been making houses look like homes through color. I'm Tim Bowling, and our family makes color easy. We keep a file under your name and year of the color for each room. If you need to touch up or repaint a room, Hoover Paint Store creates the perfect match. Hoover Paint Store in Murfreesboro, Smyrna, Shelbyville, Cool Springs, Green Hills, and Cookeville.
Shop and save.
Well, those deals never seem to stop. Come and shop
and say, you will leave our store humming.
All items are 30 to 70% off retail value.
And while you're here, take a look at our great selection of furniture and new area rugs.
We just added a new shipment of area rugs.
Shopping at the ReStore.
It's located at 850 Mercury Boulevard.
Shopping at the ReStore, yeah.
Don't miss the 26th Annual Art Studio Tour on November 23rd and 24th at studios around the area. Great gifts for everyone on your list, plus yourself too. I'm Logan Hickerson, inviting you to attend the Art Studio Tour all day Saturday and Sunday, November 23rd and 24th, from 10 o'clock to 5 o'clock at select studios in this area. Go to artstudiotour.org. For a map and more information, that's artstudiotour.org.
We're News Radio WGNS, 100.5, 101.9, 1450, online and on your phone at WGNSradio.com. The Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS.
Joyce Myers with us today with the GCI, or the Georgia Career Institute, here in Murfreesboro at the intersection of Northfield and Memorial Boulevard. Joyce, how are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. Now, one of the things you do there is help with job placement. That's a big thing.
I've been with the company almost 17 years, and for the last 2 years, my role has been working with all the graduates for job placement. And in doing so, I go out and I meet and visit the places that may be hiring our graduates. So I look the place over, I meet the owners, and I have a relationship with these people before I ever send a graduate to apply for a position. And I've never seen the demand higher than it is right now.
So that's very good news for students and future students of GCI, because it sounds like most of them will be able to get jobs right after they finish school.
That is so true. And a lot of them have jobs before they even start school, where somebody has told them, if you'll go get trained and licensed, I'll hire you. And others develop and get their jobs before they graduate. So it leaves me very few to place. And so the demand is very, very high.
As far as the beauty industry goes, Rutherford County and nearby Davidson County and also Williamson County are very big hotspots for the beauty industry.
Absolutely. And all these places recruit for our graduates.
So if somebody out there is thinking about a career change or thinking about something they've always wanted to do, just haven't really done it yet, they ought to stop by GCI and kind of learn more on their direction.
Absolutely. We offer four programs. Right now, the highest demand and the biggest demand for the job outlooks is massage therapy. As our lives get more stressed, the demand is getting higher and higher. The medical society is now accepting massage therapy as helping with stress release. And so it's projected to grow 22% by the year 2024. It's much faster than the average occupations that's out there right now. And that we look for continued growth that will increase with the demand. The average pay nationwide according to the U.S. Department of Labor and Workforce is around $38,000. Plus tips.
Now, of course, as you move into owning your own, let's say, massage therapy office, then you're going to make more than that easy.
Absolutely. And a lot of people even working for other people, especially in our area, is already making more than that.
That is so awesome to hear. And GCI is where a lot of people get their start for things like this.
And it's only a 10-month program, so you're actually making money and working pretty quickly.
Georgia Career Center, or Georgia Career Institute, here in Murfreesboro at the intersection of Memorial Boulevard and Northfield. If you're thinking about a career change or thinking about that dream job, then definitely stop by. And again, you can talk to Joyce Meyer there. And Joyce, I'm sure somebody who comes in for the first time, you'll be able to give them a little direction on where they should turn and how they should start.
Absolutely. I help them explore and find their niche. And then once we talk and interview on their graduate exit, even before the graduate exit, I start sending them out with their resume and start talking to people and directing them in the right direction to find the right position for them to start their career.
I love the fact that you're kind of holding their hand and walking with them on those next steps of getting that job.
Absolutely.
Again, our guest today has been Joyce Meyer with Georgia Career Institute here in Murfreesboro. Joyce, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Keeping up with local news and information has never been easier. Download the WGNS News app. It's available for free from Apple App Store or Google Play. Just search WGNS News. It's your one-stop shop for local news on your mobile device. You can also listen live to your favorite programs and send us news photos and audio. Connect with our Facebook and Twitter social media channels and much more. Download the WGNS News app for free in the Apple App Store and Google Play.
French's Shoes and Boots is the number one place in Tennessee to find the latest Southern styles at unbelievable prices. Let us help you get ready for cooler weather with insulated and waterproof hunting boots and Ariat insulated waterproof and safety toe work boots at French's everyday low prices starting at $89.99. Find a lower price and we'll match it.
It makes good sense to shop at French's. French's Shoes and Boots.
1837 South Church Street in Murfreesboro.
SRM Concrete. With every new day, every sunrise, we build structures that stand the test of time. And upon their foundations are our homes, where we work, where our kids go to school. And with that comes tremendous pride. We don't just make concrete. We build relationships, trust, confidence. We're SRM Concrete. Build with us.
Gentlemen, are you feeling tired and grumpy? You know, it could be low T, or it could be sleep apnea. Millions of men not only suffer from low T, but also undiagnosed sleep apnea. Low T Center provides a complete health assessment to check all of your levels, and right now they're offering a $49 home sleep test to find out if you have sleep apnea in the comfort of your own bed. Low T Center makes it quick and easy to take care of your health, and most health insurance is accepted. Call 615-603-3542 or go to lowtcenter.com. Low T Center, reinventing men's healthcare.
Wow, Penny, I love your new cabinets and backsplash too. Where did you go to find such beautiful granite?
I went to Cabinet Empire.
Cabinet Empire? Isn't that a cabinet store?
Don't be fooled by the name. They also have tiles, flooring, and their huge selection of granite slabs is something to see. At Cabinet Empire, they constructed a 3D design for free.
No way.
Better believe it.
Cabinet Empire, aren't they across from Jackson Heights Plaza?
805 Northwest Broad Street. Tell them that Penny or Josie sent you and get a free sink.
With your remodel purchase.
The Wake Up Crew with Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
7:42 and wrapping up the Wake Up Crew here for this Tuesday. But not before we share some words from our friends at Junior's Foodland, 323 East Main, just off of the Murfreesboro Square, where they have big savings for you right now in the meat department. Baby back pork ribs are just $2.99 per pound. How about top round roast, $3.99 per pound? Smithfield pork loin fillets, $5.99 each. Now, that's a 2-ounce package of that. And fresh ground round, just $4.49 per pound. Top sirloin steak, $4.49 per pound. And Hormel black label bacon, 2 1-pound packages for $10. Can't beat the prices there. Great produce, the freshest produce, fruits, and vegetables that you'll find here in Rutherford County. Yellow onions, 99 cents for a 3-pound bag. Beefsteak tomatoes, $1.39 per pound, and collard or turnip greens, just 69 cents per bunch, and that plus many more savings at Junior's Foodland. Don't forget the Pick 5 meat and frozen section. Mix and match any 5 items for only $19.99 at Junior's, 323 East Main, just off the Murfreesboro Square. And when you stop in and visit with Andy and all the fine folks at Junior's, tell them the Wake Up Crew at WGNS said, hey, what have we learned today here on our program?
I've learned that Dalton is very controversial.
Really?
Well, I mean, he kind of argued everything we talked about today, I thought.
Welcome to my world.
Yeah, I mean, you're wrong and I'm right, that kind of thing. But, I mean, it's okay.
I didn't say that. I never once said that.
That's what our society... No, you didn't say it.
I've learned that two things... Baby It's Cold Outside is coming out with a remake, new words. Who's
not all new words, just Kelly Clarkson and John Legend.
The chorus will probably be the same.
Huh? Really?
I would imagine.
Yeah. I think it's in the verses they're making some changes. Right. Yeah.
And that's part of the Me Too movement that took the original. I guess the words of it became controversial, so yeah. It was taken off some radio stations at one point.
What did you learn, Dalton, or did you already know everything?
Learned about some new Nike shoes that help you run faster.
Yeah.
Learned about Drew Carey being in the Marine Corps and that it's football day.
I learned that I have some kind of stress disorder about daylight saving time.
Seasonal affective disorder. That's kind of like a medical diagnosis, but a lot of people do suffer from the wintertime blues.
Well, there ain't no cure for the wintertime blues.